Good morning, brothers and sisters. It's a great time to study Word of God. Today we are not looking at Colossians. We are looking at James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. Verse 21, 2 to 4. When I was studying this passage encouraged me a lot. Especially when the world is going through the pandemic days, the corona, and even when people are facing trials, when people are going through different situations in their life, but those people, these verses are very encouraging as myself. If you won't mind, I'm going to tell you one thing which you may not like. Trials are good in our lives. Sometimes. Accept sometimes trials in your life. God has done many great things in men of God through sending trials. God cannot use anyone in His kingdom's work without allowing him, without allowing her through fire. Trials are occasions for the joy in your life, brothers and sisters. If you want to be joyful, even in times of trials, in times of suffering, sickness, persecutions, whatever it is, various trials, when you are going through, this sermon is helpful to you. Please listen this sermon carefully. This will motivate you how to be the happiest person in trials. When you are going through difficult situations, I want to remind Matthew chapter 5, verse 10 to 11, it says, Jesus himself said, Matthew chapter 5, verse 10 to 11, it says, blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Going through persecution for the sake of Jesus is blessed thing. Those people must be happy. Not only persecutions, even various trials. Even Jesus said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. When Paul prayed three times to the Lord, please show mercy, please show grace, remove this thorn in my flesh. But Jesus said, my grace is sufficient for you. That means Jesus is allowing trials, sufferings in his people's lives. I want to remind brothers and sisters, don't give credit to Satan. Satan is not the sovereign one who controls your life. Even if you are experiencing suffering, trials in your life, that is because of the Lord Jesus Christ. He himself sends in your life. He is sovereign. Don't think he doesn't know my suffering. Don't think he doesn't know what I am facing now. He knows. Let me tell you, he himself arranged those trials in your life. That is good. Okay, if you are facing suffering, what we need to do? James explaining very clearly. When you are going through difficult time, that time you need to do one thing. That is being joyful in trials. Being joyful in trials. That's what James told, chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. Please open your Bible. Please open your James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. This passage is very motivation for us. For us, because I feel every one of us are going through difficult trials in our lives in different ways. But this passage is very encouraging for us, even you. Chapter 1, verse 2 to 4 says like this: consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. See, here James is encouraging, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, different trials, many kind of trials, when you are going through, consider it all joy. That's what James is saying. Look at the word consider. The consider word, here James is saying, the meaning of this word, to engage in an intellectual process. Think or regard. Believers need to keep it in their mind. Think that all joy when they encounter various trials. It is not appearing outside, but inside gladness, rejoice, joy. This does not appear outside. See, when you are going through difficult times, sufferings, persecutions, you cannot laugh outside. But it is saying, consider it inside. You need to think inside, consider inside. It is intellectual process. It is not, you cannot laugh at the people when you are going through difficult time. But inside, you will be joyful. Consider it all joy when you encounter various trials. Brothers and sisters, trials are the cause, the occasion of joy, the experience of gladness. And we see this word joy. I want to remind Luke chapter 2 verse 10. I am not saying this is exact cross-reference, but how this word used in the Bible, especially Luke chapter 2 verse 10. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. This word means great joy. Brothers and sisters, we will get great joy when we are getting salvation, right? That news is about salvation. Savior is born. So you have great joy. This is the good news of great joy. I want to tell you, the same word used here. Same word used here. Consider it all joy. This is great joy. You need to think it is great joy going through difficult times. But outside, other false teachers, they say different way, right? If you are going through difficult times, that means you are doing something sin. No, that is not right all the time. When you are facing trials, that is the occasion for great joy. Not normal joy, great joy, that is. You need to consider, you need to think like that. That's what here James is saying to believers. They should begin to consider, regard various trials or occasions of joy. Here it is force. The force of this imperative is probably not merely urging or taking permission, but commanding. Whenever believers face trials, they must begin to think. They must consider. That is the command here. See, consider, it is very clearly we can say this is command. You must be joyful. You cannot say, I am going through difficult times, so I cannot be joyful in my heart. But it is command here. You need to consider. He is commanding his people, James. He is addressing believers. These things are not others, right? These are to believers, not unbelievers. Here James is saying that believers, his relatives, his family members. See how he called, my brethren. My brethren. He is encouraging his family members in Christ. He is helping his family members to be joyful in difficult times. That is the main idea of this passage. Okay, if you are saying, Vijay, you are saying we need to be joyful in trials. We need to consider it all joyful. Why? But here we have three reasons why we must be joyful in trials. Why we must be joyful in trials. Three motivations are three reasons why we must be joyful in trials. First reason why we must be joyful in trials is trials prove our genuine faith. Trials prove our genuine faith. You are genuine Christian or not, the test that suffering trials will prove. That's why we must be joyful. When you are going through difficult times, then you will come to know, I am true child of God. I am true disciple of Christ. Then you came to know. It proves our genuine faith. Look at verse 3. It says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Look at the phrase, the testing of your faith. The testing of your faith is the main phrase here. We will understand these trials are the test of believers' faith. Trials prove our genuine, our true faith, brothers and sisters. In Greek word, testing means a positive test intended to make one's faith genuine or not. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1, 6 and 7, it says, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7 says, in this you greatly rejoice, even though now, for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials. So that the proof of your faith, verse 7, proof of your faith being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in the praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. The proof of your faith, the trials, sufferings prove your faith. Your faith is genuine or not. I hope many times you came to know, even though you are going through difficult times, even though you are experiencing bad times, but you are not leaving Jesus Christ. You are not losing your faith. That means the trials is proving that you are a genuine person, genuine believer. So we must be joyful. Why God is sending trials in our life? So that we may know we are His people. So that we may know we have genuine faith. That's why we must be joyful, brothers and sisters. See here, he says knowing. Here James is saying, when they come to know this, continually, repeatedly, believers come to know they are true, genuine believers. Here James is saying this faith is excellent. The faith is excellent faith compared to with all kind of faith in the world. Even though there are many faiths in the world, but this faith is excellent faith. The great faith because of that is faith in Jesus Christ. Why James is saying this to this audience? Why James is writing these words to audience? Because they are facing trials in their life. Look at Acts chapter 8 verse 1 says. Acts chapter 8 verse 1 says. That is the background of this book. Why James is writing to this audience. Acts chapter 8 verse 1 says. Saul was in hearty agreement with putting him to death. And on that day a great persecution began against the church in Jerusalem. They were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. All believers, they scattered Judea and Samaria. For those people, scattered people, look at James chapter 1 verse 1, it says, to the 12 tribes who were dispersed abroad, greetings. Those who are scattered, dispersed because of persecution. For those people, he is saying, consider it all joy. Why? Knowing that the testing of your faith, God is testing your faith. Your faith will be proved. Is it genuine or not? That is the reason. But here, these people, they proved themselves as disciples of Jesus. Mark chapter 8 verse 34 and 35 says, and he summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's sake will save it. Even Jesus himself said, you need to bear the cross. You need to take the cross. You need to experience the consequences of following me. But exactly these people, believers, they are doing that. They did not lose their faith. For the sake of faith, they ran away. They ran away. They did not give up. Maybe persecutors are coming. They are asking, if you say Jesus is not Christ, we will leave you. We will leave your house. nothing happened to you and your family. But no, we may lose our house. We may lose our luxuries, but we won't leave Jesus Christ. They scattered for the sake of Jesus Christ. When they are going through these kind of difficulties, the James is encouraging them. This is the testing of faith for true believer. Brothers and sisters, God tested Abraham to sacrifice his son, one and only son. That is test. God is not pleasure to sacrifice Isaac, but it is a test. But Abraham, by faith, he gave his son. We can read James chapter 2. The test of Abraham's faith proved that he was a believer. He loved the Lord more than anything else. That's why God sent trials in Abraham's life. You know, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 31. By faith Rahab, the harlot, did not perish along with those who are disobedient. After she had welcomed the spies in peace, test of her faith proved her genuine faith. Even Moses, he did not afraid of King Pharaoh. He ran away because of his faith. When you are going through difficult times, then only you come to know, are you true believer? Are you genuine believer? Like that. God is helping us to know is all things. This is true every believer's life. Maybe it is persecution, the family problems, finances, sickness, whatever it is. This is causing us to begin to think all joy in trials. It is command, brothers and sisters. You should not take, if I like, I take joyfully. If I don't like, I won't take joyfully. But it is command. Consider it all joy. Because testing of your faith. Brothers and sisters, you are weak in faith because of lack of test in your life. Some of us are not strong until God tests us our excellent faith. Maybe persecution, financial problems, sickness. God tests everybody different ways based on their capacity. Please ask God that He gives strength to stand in that suffering for Him. Even in trials, prove your genuine faith. So that's why we need to be joyful. When we are going through difficult times, that is, your trials prove your genuine faith. The second reason why we must be joyful in trials. Second reason why we must be joyful in trials is trials produce courageous endurance. Trials produce courageous endurance. Look at verse 3. It says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Not only the trials prove genuine faith and also produces courageous endurance. James is saying that testing a believer's faith produces endurance. This truth is timeless fact, general fact. It is general fact. Whenever you are going through difficult times, then you will get courageous endurance. God will produce, the trials will produce courageous endurance. You can bear the trial. I praise God, so many of you, you went through some difficult times, but you have endurance because God gave that endurance to you. When you are facing those kind of problems, produces endurance, courageous endurance. Endurance means a capacity to hold out, bear up in face of difficulty. Endurance means steadfastness, perseverance. As they are shown in suffering, persecution, some other difficult situation, you will show your courageous endurance in those situations. The trials will produce. This is known as courageous endurance. The bearing pain of the wounded. We can say heroism in face of bodily punishment. When people are beating heroes, if you see in the movies, the hero will be like standing. He will bear. The same idea used here. You have that courageous endurance. The trials will produce. God will produce through trials. That's why we must consider all joyful. But this is not motivated outwardly by public opinion, hope of reward, but inwardly by the love of honor. This is the word that is not disgraced endurance, but courageous endurance. It is silently accepting the pain of suffering, persecution, and any other problem because of Jesus, when you are following Jesus. That's why we must be joyful. The saints went through it, brothers and sisters. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, since we have no great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." We should not think we alone are enduring things. Before us, there are many saints. They went through it in their lives. And we see Job's life. He was a man of endurance. Job chapter 1, verse 14 to 21. Read if you have time when you go to home. Just you can understand how much endurance he has. The oxen and donkeys were taken, and the enemies killed the servants with edge of sword. The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. The Chaldeans took the camels, killed the servants with edge of the sword. The servant said to Job, "Your sons and your daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. The house fell on the young people. They died. I alone have escaped to tell you." Do you know how this happened while he was still speaking? Still he is speaking, another servant is coming and telling another problem. When he is speaking, that servant, another servant came, told other problems. Then finally, another servant came, told, "Your sons were died." See, one after one, he is experiencing trials. But I have doubt when I read how he has that much endurance. If you lose a mobile phone, or if you lose something, small things, we will cry, we will shout at parents, we will shout at husband and wife, "Where you kept that one?" We lose that one, we say like that, right? If you lose 10 rupees out, if taxi driver cheated 500 rupees, 200 rupees, we will cry, right? How much endurance he has by going through these all kind of sufferings in his life. I have that type, that doubt I have. But this passage is giving the answer. This passage is giving answer. How? It says very clear, right? Testing of your faith produces endurance. When you are going through difficult times, that time, without knowing, you are getting that endurance. That is courageous endurance. That's why, look at James chapter 5, verse 11, it says, James chapter 5, verse 11, it says, "We count these blessed who endured. You have heard of the endurance of Job and have seen the outcome of the Lord's dealings, that the Lord is full of compassion and he is merciful." James chapter 5, verse 11, it is saying the endurance of Job. You have heard the endurance of Job. He went through that. He has that courageous endurance because of trials. Not only Job, but Jesus Christ is the best example of endurance. Jesus Christ, ultimate example to endure suffering. Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 says, "Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross." Endured the cross. We cannot exalt Job, but we can exalt Jesus Christ, ultimate example to endure the sufferings. Endure the sufferings. But trials produces courageous endurance. Brothers and sisters, do not be sad. I know it is painful when you are going through different various trials. But do not be sad. You are enduring trials to honor Jesus. You know Jesus is sovereign God. please do not cry all the time. Cry sometimes, but take courage. Come from that place and have endurance. Because Jesus is sovereign God. Without Him, nothing happens in our life. Even your air cannot fall without Him. He allows those things. He is sovereign God. So think that. You believe that. Then you have the courage, endurance courage. But without, if you don't have trials, how you will have that, the virtue, enduring trials, courageous trials? You are a hero because of Jesus Christ. Because you are bearing pain. You are bearing pain. Job endured because of trials in his life. But God will show compassion and mercy to you after some time. That is our hope, right? God doesn't like his children crying all the days. He allows. He let you cry sometimes, but he will take away all trials. You know, Job is the best example. After that, what happened? He gave everything. Double he gave, right? He is going to bless us when we are going through it. We should not treat trials as very bad thing in our life, brothers and sisters. We must be joyful if you know these all things. Third reason why we must be joyful in trials. The trials provide spiritual maturity. Trials provide spiritual maturity. Look at verse 4 says, let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lack in nothing. Based on this, trials not only prove our genuine faith, produce us courageous endurance, and also provide us Christ-likeness, our spiritual maturity. Those who went through so many trials, they are mature Christians. Those who are not going through trials, they are immature Christians. This is very true. Because from the scripture, it is very clearly saying, let endurance have its perfect results, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If you want to be like Christ, you need to go through the trials. That is the one of the way to become like Jesus Christ. Having spiritual maturity. But see here, he says, let endurance have its perfect result. He is not giving options, but he is giving only one option, which is to let endurance have its perfect result, perfect effect. The idea is believers should endure until God stop it. Did you understand? We need to endure trials until God stops it. Believers should not try to avoid trials and sufferings, whatever they are facing are difficulties. I'm not saying you must be there in difficult times, suffering only. But we should not think escaping trials immediately. If you are escaping from trials immediately by yourself, you are not becoming like Jesus Christ. You are not learning lessons from Jesus Christ. That's what the idea is. You need to let endurance have its perfect effect. Don't hurry to move away from the trials. Even Job, right? He did not hurry, right? He's struggling. But after some time, God delivered him. We need to bear. We must have the patience. What does it mean to let endurance have its perfect result? What is the procedure of letting our endurance have its perfect result? Example is 1 Peter chapter 2, 23-24. Again, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ let endurance have its perfect results. He did like that. 1 Peter 2, 23-24. While being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats. They are giving punishment, right? He uttered no threats. Kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. And he bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and to live to righteousness. He endured because of the salvation of his people. Believers were also commanded to let their endurance have its perfect result for the purpose of Christ-likeness. to have spiritual maturity. How we need to do when we are letting our endurance have its perfect result? Not reacting towards trials or enemies. Not reacting towards trials immediately. Second one, entrusting ourselves to God, who is righteous judge, who is sovereign. We need to trust God. When you are trusting God, you are letting the endurance have its perfect result. If you are not trusting God, you trust yourself, you go and do to solve the problems by yourself. But you need to trust, because Jesus also trusted God. Third one, bearing pain. Bearing pain. When you are bearing pain, whatever it is, that time you are letting your endurance have its perfect result. So what is the result? What is the purpose? Why you need to let your endurance have its perfect result? That is, look at verse 4, part B. So that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Look at the word perfect. The perfect means believers will meet the highest standard and will become mature, fully grown. That is the idea. They fully developed in a moral sense. Most believers do not have this maturity. They need to be perfect, have higher standard. Here James is saying this to believers, especially scattered audience. Why he is telling that? Why they need to be mature people, even though they are living for Jesus Christ, even though they have faith, they left their houses, they left their luxuries, they scattered Samaria and other places. But why James is telling? You need to become like Jesus Christ, because they don't have Christ-likeness, even though they are following Jesus Christ. Even though you are following Jesus Christ, don't think you have full Christ-likeness. You are perfect. He is encouraging that through trials. Let me tell you those things briefly. Why James is encouraging to become perfect by enduring trials. The first reason, if you see, they are struggling with their speech. They are slow to hear and quick to speak. Chapter 1, verse 19, you can see that. They are not receiving word of God, doing filthy sins and wickedness. Verse 20, chapter 1. They have the sin of partiality among them, that they are looking down on poor. They are not obeying great commandment of Jesus Christ. See, somebody is coming with gold and nice clothes. Then they are giving, come, sit, friend. If poor come to in that assembly, they are not giving preference, prominence. Just, you stand there, backside. You guys are very poor. They are doing in the church. Even though they are living for Christ, even though they scattered, they are facing troubling, but among them, they have partiality. Poor, rich, educated, uneducated, there are many things to do, those kind of things. That's why he's saying, even though you are going through trials, but you need to become perfect, because you have a lot of sins among you. They have, not only that, they have a problem with their tongue. Chapter 3. Their tongue is not well. They are destroying people's life through their tongue. Chapter 3. They have quarrels because of lust for things of others. They have pride and friendship with the world. Chapter 4 and 5. They are fighting. Somebody is killing another believer. Those things are happening among them. But we feel, Are, what kind of great people you are. You left everything. You are living for Jesus Christ. We are giving all glory to those people. But these people are facing different sin issues among them. That's why he is encouraging. Testing of your faith produces endurance. Let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect. Not only that, he said, verse 4, complete, he said, lacking in nothing. Not only those people become perfect and complete. The meaning of this word complete is to be complete meet all expectations undamaged, blameless. That is the idea. Complete means blameless, undamaged. Before we used to come right from Kokerasal to Kafiko, there are many roads, very bad roads, right? Now the roads are very neat, completed. That means blameless. There is no harm to others. That is the idea here. You should not damage others through your life. That is the idea here. Blamelessness. Here James is saying, believers may meet all expectations. They need to obey the word of God, follow Jesus Christ, become like Jesus Christ. James chapter 3 verse 16 to 17 says, For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every evil thing. Verse 17. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. Without hypocrisy. They are facing these all kind of sins among them. That's why Paul is, if you want to be perfect, complete, if you want to have Christ-likeness, you need to endure. You need to endure trials. But he is not saying you must be perfect. You are sinless people. But he is saying they must be fully developed. They must be mature people. Why I am saying, look at chapter 3 verse 2. James chapter 3 verse 2. It says, for we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man. No one is perfect man. We all stumble. See, James is saying, encouraging the church, congregation, that is your purpose, why you are enduring. One day you will become like Jesus Christ. But ultimately, you will become like Jesus Christ when he returns. When he returns. But don't think, he will come, he will change my life, but you must be doing these all things, enduring trials, so that God will change your life. He will teach many lessons when you are going through difficult times. Brothers and sisters, God is the one who gives spiritual maturity. God is the one, that is his goal, right? That is his goal. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10, it says, after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, conform, strengthen, and establish you. God is the one who makes you perfect, complete, through trials. Through trials. Why you are avoiding trials? Why do you want to escape from trials immediately? Immediately. But scripture is saying something different. Endure. Endure the trials. Romans chapter 8 verse 28-29 says, we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son. That is God's plan, brothers and sisters. One day we will become like Jesus Christ. That's why God is working in us. The goal of God for us is to make us like his Son Jesus. Are you letting endurance have perfect result? Or are you trying to avoid trials immediately, brothers and sisters? If you do not want to any suffering, any sickness, whatever it is, how will you become like Jesus? Obey these commandments, otherwise there is no holiness, blamelessness in your life. These are the tools that God uses to shape you, to use you for his glory. That's why God sends. When you are facing trials, it is not because of your sins all the time. Because he wants to make you strong, perfect, complete. That is God's goal. That's why God is sending trials in your life. Don't blame that person, this person, Satan. We need to think about God. We need to think about God. God has that aim in our life. Three reasons why we must be joyful in trials. Very encouraging, right? I enjoyed a lot this passage. Whenever I went through trials, just I think self. God is making me like his son. You need to think like that. That's why James is saying, that's why the Holy Spirit wrote these passages. One is, it proves our genuine faith. It produces courageous endurance. Finally, it provides us spiritual maturity. That is the reason why you are going through suffering. You are not being joyful because you are not thinking benefits of trials, right? If you understand the benefits, the reasons of trials, then you will worship God. You know, water makes pots, right? Before we see pots. Before that, there is many process, right? The potter takes the digging bar to plain field mud, right? Digging bar, do you know that? He used to push into the field. He takes that, pierces the plain field and breaks the plain mud field. Takes them, brings to his house, pours water on them, storms them, puts them on wheel, right? He puts them on wheel, makes them in shape of a pot. Shape of a pot. Pot thinks, I am perfect. I am ready to be useful, right? Because shape came, pot shape came. I am complete. I am ready to be useful. But again, he keeps them under sun some days. The sun is coming. The heat is growing more. I am very happy before. Now I am experiencing sunlight. Then after some days, he burns them in the fire. After that, he keeps them in the market for sale. To be useful, that pot, the potter is burning that mud. Jesus Christ, God the Father, is potter. We are mud. To make us useful for his kingdom, he is sending fire upon us. Fire upon us. That is the fire of love, I can say. It is not fire of hatred. To make you useful for his kingdom, he is sending trials. If mud thinks, I don't want to bear these all kind of sufferings, the mud cannot be useful as pots to human beings. You cannot be useful for the kingdom of God, for this church, if you are not willing to bear suffering. Our God is a potter who makes us useful for him. But he allows us to go through the fire for the great purpose and for his glory. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. What a loving Savior you are, Lord. Thank you so much for teaching us, helping us to know your word. Lord, make us like your Son, Jesus. Help us to follow him, Lord, in our lives. Lord, you know how much weak we are, how much struggling in our lives, Lord. Thank you so much. Sometimes you are sending, allowing trials in our life for great purpose. Thank you so much for that. Lord, bless this church. Whenever church is going through difficult times, Lord, help them to understand, meditate these words. Give us courage, endurance courage in trials. Give us joy when we are going through difficult times. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.